In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Quickly. I don't know how we can title this. I hope to finish in a few minutes, but that's okay. Staying committed is what I titled. Staying committed. Staying committed. Committed. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Okay? And we see the admonition to not only learn, but be assured of what we are learning. And to continue learning, or to continue in assurance while learning as well. Christianity is a journey of conviction, a journey of persuasion, a journey of assurance. Yes, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Correct, true. But with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Once you believe, God will honor his work and his word and rescue. Colossians 1:13 say, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So by faith in the gospel of Christ, we have been raised from death to life. Ephesians 2:1, he has quickened us. Ephesians 2:5-6. Quickened us together with Christ. For by grace are we saved. Romans 4:25. Says he was delivered for our offenses, but raised for our justification. So faith in him raises us from the dead. Makes justification, righteousness ours. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. But you see, there's a need for persuasion. I haven't believed. As a matter of fact, you can call that spiritual growth. Persuasion. Persuasion, conviction. Amen, amen. In other words, what we're saying is you don't need much, in quotes, to be saved. Faith in your heart. Romans 10:17, faith by hearing, hearing by the word. Once you hear the gospel, once you agree that the penalty of your sins are in his death and resurrection, you're saved. Once you believe God that he's able to take care of the punishment for your sins, able to sort your sins, that the judgment for your sins he has laid on Jesus and will not lay on you. His work, his blood is able to save. Having been saved, there's a responsibility that you have. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, hereby pursue we the love of God. He laid down his life for us. We also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. In other words, we will now begin to do as he did.
what he did for us, what made him go to the cross, now becomes what makes us to serve him, to lay down our lives for his service. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, just these things I write unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That you may know that you have eternal life. That you may know, that you may know, that you may know, that you may know. Faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ gives you eternal life. But there's a need to know that you have it. That you may know that you have eternal life. That you may know that you have eternal life. So there's a need to be persuaded, to be convinced, to be assured of the things that you have believed. Assured of the Bible. Assured of the scriptures. Assured of the revelation of the scriptures, the epistles. Assured of the writings of the prophets and the apostles. Assured. Now, let me hold on there and say this. The Word of God must be the biggest influence on you. So it will now influence your character, your manner of behavior, your attitude. It will influence your pursuits, your life's ambitions. It will be at the center of everything. Relationships, friendships, life's decisions, family, work, everything. The Word of God must be the biggest influence on you. And it won't just happen. It will take time. So this one is not, I heard the gospel. I haven't heard it. I agreed in my heart. Within seconds. And boom, God honors his word. I'm saved. I've been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. It happens like that. Delivered from the power of darkness. Translated into the kingdom of his son. Yes, that's for salvation. But for growth, for the Christian journey, it takes time. It takes time. So this influence on you will take time. Amen? It will take time. And since it will take time, it therefore requires a place. It requires a place. And that place is the local church. Amen? That place is the local church. The local church is God's wisdom and platform for growth and for training. The local church is God's plan for your persuasion, your conviction, your assurance of spiritual things. The local church is where God has designed for you to spend time so that His word can be of strong influence. In your life. To receive the gospel can be quick. It can happen on the street. It can happen in the market. It can happen in school. Amen? It can happen in the hospital. It can happen because once the gospel has been laid forth and the person listens and the heart is open, salvation is possible. Believe in the heart. Amen. But when it comes to growth, when it comes to Christian discipline, when it comes to this influence, it takes time and therefore requires a place. And that place is the local church. God instructs that we gather. The local church is a family. The local church is that place where we demonstrate our oneness in Christ. Ephesians 4 and 5, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Is it 5 or 3? So it should be 3 or so. Amen? The local church is where God, Ephesians 4, 3, is where God has worked out and planned for us to be helped, trained, transformed by His Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 11 down to 16, and He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting, the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So that we don't mix things up, let's look at it two levels. Growth and ministry. That influence is for growth and ministry. That training is for growth and ministry. So He gave offices to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. I've told you severally, holiness is incomplete without service to God, without serving the Lord, without ministry, without preaching and teaching. Yes, it's good not to lie. It's good not to steal. It's good not to fornicate. It's good to not sin. Psalm 109, verse 9. Your word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. But that's not all to holiness. Holiness is living a separate life that is unto the Lord. Or you can say from the world unto the Lord. That's holiness. So the local church is that place where God provides offices, authorities, to equip the saints for growth and for ministry. Amen? It says, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You cannot claim to want the word of God to be the biggest influence on you and be careless about what stays around you and what gets into you. You cannot be careless. Also, if the local church, don't forget the local church, is the coming together of the saints, regular gatherings in a locality. If the local church is that platform for training, for growth, and I refuse to gather, then what am I doing? I am withdrawing myself from the possibility of growing and getting equipped for ministry. So, there's one responsibility of guarding your heart and ensuring that what you keep around you is God's word. And you're not careless about what enters into your heart. But there's also the responsibility of now actually being in that place where God has designed for growth and training for ministry, and also ministry itself. A local church is that platform where believers are taught to serve and given the opportunity to serve. Are you following this? So, from the two examples I gave, not allowing things to get into you and ensuring that you're a part of the gathering. So, if I'm not allowing evil communication around me, or false doctrine and all of that to stay around me so that it don't get into me, and I don't gather with the saints, it's like getting admission into a school, refusing to join bad associations and gangs, but refusing to go to the lecture halls. Do you get the point? I'm choosing to identify as a student. I'm in school. I'm not joining bad gangs. I'm, doing certain necessary things that I should do. But the training, the education that I need, I'm not around it. Then I'll still have problems. Do you get that? So the Church of Jesus is that platform. Now, where are we? We've read 15, right? Or we stopped somewhere. Let's just move to 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. If by now you don't know that you were saved to serve, that you have a quota to contribute in your local assembly, if you don't know by now that you're a member of the body of Christ. Now, I'm limiting that to the local assembly now. A member of your local church, a member of the body, such that your effectiveness causes growth and increase in the body, that is in the local church, then you better learn that now. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, after 3,000 souls were added to the church, the disciples of Jesus had believed. That's the apostles, the 11 plus the one that was added, Matthias, 12, plus all the other apostles. Okay? Believed to be about 120 and all of that. then preached to the Jews that were confounded and amazed on the day of Pentecost, about 3,000. It was recorded in Acts 2 and 42. That they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. In fellowship, in breaking of bread, in prayers. In the apostles' doctrine, they continued to be taught. Acts 6, 1 to 4. The apostles said they will continually teach. They will give themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So that the saints can grow and be trained for ministry. Now, what is my exhortation and my admonition to you? Stay committed. You cannot claim to be committed to Jesus and you're not committed in the local church. You cannot claim commitment to the Lord and you are found wanting in the local church. A sinner having been saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, the next thing is a local church. It is that important. And a local church for the rest of his life. It is that important. Be committed. I charge you, be committed. Yes, to prayer. Yes, to the study of the word. Yes, to your love walk. Yes, to evangelism and discipleship. Yes, to the practice of the things of and that pertain to the Spirit. Yes. Be committed. But you see, all of that almost seems impossible and becomes more ineffective without a local church. The local church has been seen differently, called many names, seen from the perspective of establishments of men. But hey, that is God's plan for you. Pastors are God's gift to men. Apostles, evangelists, prophets, gifts to men in Christ. Local church, gift to the children of God. This is Romans 6 and 5. You love the Lord your God with all thy heart and soul. And that is an admonition for the people of God in gatherings. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Yes. You are a temple of the living God. Our gatherings, in our gatherings, we are one temple. I should send a message to you. A message of commitment. A message of association. A message of I am a part of what God is doing in the earth. Be committed. Stay committed. Stay committed. Stay committed. What did I say? Stay committed. Stay committed. Don't see it as an option. It's not optional. When I have the time, I'll be committed. When I don't, I won't. No. You do everything to be committed to your local church. To your local church. Be committed. Be committed to everything going on in your local church. Everything. The spiritual side, the natural side. Be committed. Give it your all. Your all. Your all. Give it your time. It's worth it. Give it your resources. Give it your attention. Amen, amen. I just want to charge you. Be committed. Stay committed. Commitment is not an option when it comes to Christianity. Commitment that overrides ambitions, pursuits. Commitments that instills sacrifice. That encourages sacrifice. Commitment. Amen. Commitment. Be committed. A man who has not made up his mind to settle in a place cannot be committed. Cannot be called a member of a local church. I mean, in the real sense of things. Amen, amen. And I think personally that this mentality, ideology, or manner of speaking should be perished from today. And to encourage other believers to say things like, this is my local church for now. What do you mean? Are you transitioning into glory? Are you leaving us for the Lord? I am here and that's it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. When plans and agenda will change, let it be the Lord. Amen. He's the Lord of your life, right? Amen. Are you there? Put this in his hands as well. Your spiritual growth, your service to the Lord. Let your commitment be such that nothing can stand in your way. Everything you are ready and willing to give. And let go of the pursuit, the ambition. Let go of this, of that opportunity. Let go just to serve the Lord. It is that important. Commitment cannot be overemphasized. Commitment to the Lord for years, for decades. Amen. 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 Get your hands, bless the Lord. Let's end it there. Let's end it there. Commitment. So there's no, I'm committed to Jesus, but not to my, there's something like that. Not to my church. Not to my pastor. Not to my fellow saints, no. Some people lost their lives because of manuscripts. That's like paper, ink and paper. But the things that were on it, the words of life that we depend on today, they lost their lives. Of course, a crown is theirs with the Lord. I urge you, I charge you, stay spiritually minded and stay committed to the Lord's cause. Stay committed. Stay committed in the local church. Is the head of the body, is the head of the church. There's no Lord without the church. There's no church without the Lord. One minute, just reflect. Consecrate yourself. Consecrate yourself. Is worth every area of my life and more. Is worth it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen.